The Republican Party's 2008 presidential candidate, Senator John McCain, has been campaigning for Mitt Romney in southern Florida. He says new leadership is needed to reduce the more than $1 trillion federal deficit.
My friends, we've mortgaged our kids, we've mortgaged our children, our grandchildren's futures. And there's now a debt of $51,000 for every man, woman, and child in America. We cannot stand that.
Republican deficit reduction plans rely heavily on cutting government spending. Vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan once proposed cutting $716 billion from Medicare, but the Republican candidates say they will protect benefits for today's seniors and strengthen the plan for the next generation. Many Republican seniors in Florida, like Larry Stoltenberg, support reducing benefits for current recipients.
We have to do something as a nation. I've got three sons and two grandsons. I don't expect to see them $100,000 or $200,000 in debt because we decide that we want to give free medical care to everybody in the world. I don't think that's right.
Robert Schaub says health care for seniors should not bankrupt the next generation.
Hey, there has to be some changes made. The seniors are going to have to give in. I mean, we can't absolutely destroy the younger class. I mean, they've been awful generous to us, and I think we've got to give something back.
Republicans would like to eventually make Medicare a voucher program, guaranteeing a limited amount of money for health care. But critics like 88-year-old Democrat Eufaula Frazier fear the vouchers would not cover costs and would hurt the poor.
I prefer letting it stay just like it is. I don't like the voucher plan, not even for nothing.
Republicans say President Obama is cutting $700 billion from Medicare to pay for what they call Obamacare, to give more citizens access to health insurance. The president says he has been working to decrease medical costs, not coverage for seniors. Many Democrats, like 82-year-old Helen Portner, support the president's efforts. And Portner says she would be willing to pay more taxes to do it.
I'm willing, right now, willing to give an additional amount of money to Medicare if I thought it was going to help those people that didn't have enough money to bear the costs of what medical expenses are today, and as you know, they're extremely high.
America. Analysts say Florida seniors' opinions on the Medicare debate reflect their individual political ideologies and are not likely to give either presidential candidate an advantage. Brian Patton, VOA News, Miami.
America, the beautiful.